Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
FM 104's Select Irish, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week we're joined by Brian McGovern. Hello.
How are you doing, Ari?
Good. So what was the first gig you ever went to?
The first gig I went to was Embrace in the Olympia.
Cool.
God knows what year that was now. I wouldn't even like to think about it, but...
Were you a huge fan?
Yeah, I was. And we just, I think we were all underage. I don't know how we got in. And we ended up meeting the brothers, the McNamara brothers. We met them in the laneway after the gig. And it was like, that just gave me... It was actually then I was just like, I have to play this venue someday.
Yeah. Which you got to do.
And I have got to do, yeah, thank God.
Which is nice, nice 360.
Yeah, so that was a real moment of like, this is what I want to do. So yeah, that was a great gig.
Is there anything in particular about that gig that you remember?
I remember one of my friends. He came. We were at the front. Danny is the singer, and he came down, and one of the lads grabbed him by the hair, and he was like, "Oh, he was so excited!" And when we went around and met him outside after, he was like, "You're the guy that had me by the hair."
Oh,
he's like, "I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I got too excited."
And that's the part that sticks out to me.
At that point, had you started music yourself?
Yeah, I had already just been playing just in your bedroom, you know, but and trying to write songs. But yeah, and then just started going to more gigs, and then that was it. I was just like, I really want to do this. Like, this is cool, you know.
How did you grow that then, from your bedroom to playing?
I went to Ballyfermot, to the rock school in Ballyfermot at 17 when I left school. And yeah, that was it. And then just got a taste for it. And then I was the youngest in the class, and I had like all these older guys and girls in the class, like Cal Lavelle actually was in it. She wrote Shivers with Ed Sheeran. She was in my class, and Harry Hoban and Owen Morta and all these guys. And I just looked up to them, and I was like, God, these are so good at writing songs. And they kind of helped me develop, you know, and learn the new chords. And it just went from there, and then doing open mics and then starting bands. And then you just end up on the radio talking to you.
Yeah, this is the thing. But that, like, I think Ed Sheeran has mentioned that himself, where you do have to put the work in. Like, it's not just something that just happens.
No, it's loads of open mics and, you know, just constantly getting out and meeting people and writing songs with people. And it's just, yeah.
Do you remember your own first gig?
Actually, the first gig I ever did was for friends and my parents. They had a pub over in Gran Canaria called the Randy Leprechaun. And Tommy Breen, he's a great. He was in a band called Baru. He's my dad's friend, and they had the pub. And I was only a kid, and he got me up. I probably knew four songs, and he got me up every night to play them four Oasis songs, to the crowd in the pub. And that was, you know, that was a big kicker for me to kind of keep going, because I was like, this is great. People are listening to me, you know.
Were you nervous getting up?
Yeah, still get nervous.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does that ever get easier?
I hope not, because it's nice, you know. It's a nice feeling, because you feel you have to go out and prove yourself. And, you know, after doing a lot of supports, been lucky to do tours around Europe with Gavin James and stuff, and you have to go out and win over a crowd, and you always have that nervous feeling, where if you go out and you don't feel nervous, then I think you don't really care about it, you know.
Is it different when you're going over a support, whether when it's your headline, your own headline?
Yeah, I don't know. I still get nervous anyway. I'm sure some people probably don't, but for me, I never lose them butterflies.
Yeah, and it's an important part for you to have it, to push.
Yeah, for me, yeah, I think it is, yeah.
What's the best advice you've ever been given?
Glenn Hanser told me, I did a support slot for the Commitments in the Tree Arena, and he told me, you won't see the crowd when you go out because of the lights. And he said, just slow everything down. He said, don't overthink it. He said, and just enjoy the moment. And I went out and I could see everyone. So he lied about that part. But the rest of it, it was great advice, because I just soaked up every moment of it. And that was, I always just try to soak up everything. Try and think of every gig as your last gig.
Yeah, because I think when you're nervous as well, you tend to fly through things. I definitely do.
Yeah.
So
like
it is
100 mile an hour.
Yeah, where it is nice to kind of go, okay, let's breathe. We're okay.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing.
you get up to do a half an hour's support line, you have 15 songs you fit in because they're baiting through them, you know.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. I was trying to keep
you're
up
like,
with
relax, chill out. And he was like, just soak up the moment. Yeah. He's like, you know.
That's so true.
So, and I think I've always tried to do that in everything, just in when you're releasing songs, just try and enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And you are releasing a new song, Hey Mom, is coming out. Tell us about this song.
It's the most personal song I've ever wrote. My partner, her mother died last year, Helena, and it just the song kind of fell out, you know.
Mm.
And I actually wasn't going to release it. And I was in with Gavin James doing a bit of recording, and he was like, any new songs, I played him this, and he's like, you have to put that out. And I was like, nah, it's not too big. It's a bit sad, it's a bit personal. And he's like, no, he said, this is the one that people connect to. And so far, they really have, you know. I'm delighted with the reception it's got, because even talking to yourself, I didn't think it was like anything for the radio. But people just came, you know, people just seem to have taken to it. I think because everybody's lost somebody they love, you know.
Yeah, it's that journey through grief that I think everyone can, unfortunately, relate to.
Relate to, yeah. It's been taken, people have taken it to their hearts a lot so far, so thank God.
Is it difficult to dig deep with that? Or as you said, it kind of fell out, but is it usually difficult to kind of pull at that sort of emotion?
For me, I'm kind of an emotional guy, but so for the songs to come to me, not really, but to put them out to people, to play them to people, that I find that hard. Like, even this, I would never have even played this to anybody, only the family, except for Gav. He was just like, you have to, he's like, he kind of forced me into it, you know. So that's the hard part for me, but I'm delighted. I'm so grateful that he did, because the messages I'm getting are just, like, unbelievable, just how people are connecting to it.
Yeah, he clearly knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows a thing or two, that guy.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
He's done a few things. So people can check out the song, Hey Mum. Where's the best place they can keep up to date with everything you're doing?
Yeah, they can hit me on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and all the usual places.
Excellent. Brian McGovern, Brilliant. Thank you so much for
chatting
to us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks a million.